T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You starting to feel like the Ravens are coming up rapidly in the rearview mirror here, Joe? That if you're driving a race car or something like that, that there's dust clouds behind you on the open desert or something in an off-road race?
Baltimore, well, I'm getting ready for part one here in a couple of weeks. Then we got part two coming up at the end of January, and then we got the Super Bowl, Malzi. And was there a team in Baltimore?
I'm still not sold, man. I'll be honest. And I know I'm probably stupid for saying that, but I look at the Ravens, and part of it for me is always a question of who have you beaten on your way to 7-5 and winners of now 3 in a row. Name for me one team outside of Detroit. And admittedly, it was an impressive game. They forced a lot of turnovers. One team they've beaten who had either A, their quarterback, or B, was just good, period.
I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter. I'm not sold on the Ravens as a team that can get to the Super Bowl at all. But they've had some bad last year they were bad. They came here and played a game that went down to the wire. They know how to play the Steelers. And by the way, they know how to play the Patriots. And I can guarantee you that the Patriots wouldn't especially love to see Joe Flacco come to town. Joe Flacco takes so much heat, yet I've seen him in so many different playoff situations and big situations where he plays really well against good teams, and he's starting to play well again.
So he's Eli Manning, basically, of the AFC. His passer rating this year is 77.
I don't care, and I don't care if that they lost to Jacksonville 44-7 in Week 3. I don't. What I care about is the guy I see right now.
Do you care that they lost to the Bears? Not that I can say much as a Steelers person.
I don't. The only thing that matters is that they're in playoff position right now. They've won 3 out of in a row and 4 out of 5. And they're a team that is a pain in the rear end to the top 2 seeds in the AFC. They could win a game. They could come here and beat the Steelers.
They could. I think this would, though, let me see. Where would they be right now? If the playoffs started today, they would be either what? They'd be the 6th seed, I believe. I'm looking at it right now. Here we go. Baltimore playoffs. Yeah, they're the 6th seed. They're penciled in. They're a full game behind Jacksonville, who's the 5th seed. Then that, to me, is a situation where you really want the number one seed, if for no other reason, well, maybe you don't want it, actually.
Well, then we can argue.
You don't want it. Would you rather Baltimore see New England, and then if New England still wins, you have to go on the road, or do you think that there's a good chance Baltimore finds their way around them if it comes to that?
That gets to the question again. Would you rather see the Ravens or Jaguars?
I'd still rather see the Ravens.
I bet a lot of people would agree with that. I wouldn't be one of them. So what would the first round matchups be right now? Look at the AFC West.
The Steelers, if they win tonight, Joe, Steelers will jump back in front as the number one seed, obviously.
Okay, so what would the matchups be right at this very second?
Titans versus Ravens and
Chiefs-Jags. What a horrible game.
Chiefs-Jags. And if you had told people that it would be Chiefs-Jags in the wild card game and that the Jags would be the wild card and two games better than the Chiefs after week 5, they would have told you were smoking peyote.
Then you should pray that the Titans would come here in round two.
Which is why you would actually want to be then. If you were the number one seed, yeah, you'd want to see the Titans. But otherwise, if the Patriots were the number one seed, you'd want to see Baltimore beat the Titans and then have to go play New England.
Meanwhile, in the NFC, you have Cam Newton and Russell Wilson are your wild cards right now.
The NFC is way deeper, you would agree, I assume. The worst record in there right now is 8-4. There's a 6-6 and a 7-5
all
team.
All 6 teams right now have a chance to go to the Super Bowl and a good one. I mean, I wouldn't like bet tons of money that they wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Right. And yet, I think the NFC's field is way, way deeper. Atlanta's on the outside.
That's
looking
what I'm saying.
It's way deeper, but I would pick the Patriots over any team from the NFC in a one-game setting. I'd pick the Steelers over probably 5 out of the 6, probably.
The Patriots are on their way to doing what everybody thought they would do. I don't think anybody realistically thought they would go 16-0, but 15-1, 14-2. Remember at the beginning of the season, it was like, everybody was wrong about the Patriots. No, they were right about the Patriots. Now they've won 8 in a row. They're 6-0 on the road. And if they beat the Steelers, they're going to go 14-2.
That's hard to argue with because the Bills have cratered. The Dolphins stink. The Jets are whatever.
Back to the Ravens, though, Malzie?
Yes.
They have a decent defense. And I know they
it's a good defense. I mean, it's objectively good. I'll give them that.
They just lost Jimmy Smith, which is an issue for them. But they have a pretty good defense, yes. And Joe Flacco is starting to play. And when he plays and he's right, he causes problems.
Here's the gist of beating them to me. Honestly, it's a pretty simple formula. And the Steelers, by and large, followed it. And actually, they're the turnover battle personified, right? Their offense. What do you think the Ravens' offense ranks in yards this year?
Probably low.
30th.
Yeah.
And yet 13th in points. Do you know why? Their turnover differential is as good as it gets. They're number one in forcing them. Okay. They're in the top 10 in not committing them. So they take care of the ball pretty well. And
they've also found a running back in Alex Collins. So their body of work isn't that important to me. It's what are they doing right now? And they just hammered the Lions, who aren't a terrible team.
I still think the Steelers are going to smack them around next week. I really do.
I'll be surprised, honestly, if that happens, because the Steelers right now,
for the Ravens.
I know, but it's a short week for the Steelers.
But if you put Ben Roethlisberger in that environment and Brown's healthy and everyone else is healthy, you don't think the Steelers could run it up on them early and start moving it on them?
I suppose, but I haven't seen
Jimmy
that happen
Smith.
Very often around
Jimmy
here.
Smith deal is a big deal for them because he's an excellent player.
He is. He's very good, and that could be a problem for them. But what could be a problem for the Steelers is if they lose tonight and everybody's looking ahead to part one and part two, suddenly they're playing next week to not have the Ravens climb within a game with the Steelers about to play the Patriots. I mean, it's not like this pie-in-the-sky scenario that could never happen. If they lose a game, they're playing next week against the Ravens to avoid the Ravens climbing to within one with the Patriots ahead.
I don't know. That's like a pie-in-the-sky scenario that could never happen. Let me ask you this here. I'm going to pose a multiple choice question.
Yeah.
What is it? They're 2-1.
The Bengals, Marvin Lewis is 2-14 at home against the Steelers.
Most likely scenario for the next two games. The Steelers go 2-0, 1-1, 0-2.
1-1.
Loss being against Baltimore?
You give me a team without Antonio Brown, if that's the case, and he may play, without Antonio Brown and with Cody Sensabaugh and Bob Golden running around and no Marcus Gilbert, and I know he missed the first Bengals game and they ran the ball, that's a different, and no Joe Hayden, that's a different team than the team that played the Bengals
earlier
this
year. So Cincy
would
be the trap?
Might be, and I'm still not picking it, but they could lose either one. They
should
lose either one.
You should have waffled so we could have had your tease for the
top of the
hour.
I am waffling. I'm waffling.
Is Joe Starkey actually going to go back on his pick and pick the Bengals to
I can't
win this
pick
game?
I'm picking the Bengals to lose this game. Neither team to win, the Bengals to lose, because that's what they do.
Are the Steelers going to destroy Cincinnati like Joe just destroyed my tease?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.